Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on top tips for effective time management. Priorities. It is extremely important to establish priorities, as we will rarely be in the luxurious position of having plenty of time to do everything. Even if we were, a lack of priority would not enable us to schedule our work or give the right amount of time to each task. On the whole, priorities are established on the basis of urgency, importance, time available, resources available, and standards required. Think about your priorities for your workload. Deadlines. Always allocate a completion time or date to each task. This is particularly important when either receiving work or delegating it to others. Stating something as urgent, top priority, or ASAP can mean very different things to different people. So always stick to a date and a time. Action lists. Simple action lists for each day's work are a helpful way of staying on track. They should be prioritised and reviewed regularly. Any tasks added throughout the day should then be prioritised on the basis of those already on the list. Plan ahead. Try to plan your work in terms of short, mid, and long-term action. Get into the habit of looking ahead and blocking out time in advance for future tasks, rather than wait until they are upon you, when you may find it hard to make the necessary time available. Self-discipline. Most of us prefer to do the easy or the nice jobs first. We should try to avoid this and focus more on the urgency or the importance of the task. Challenge your own rationale to make sure that you are allocating your time in the most effective way. Delegate. We have all suffered at some point from the I can do it quicker myself syndrome. Maybe this is true, but think about whether it is the best use of your time. Many people can cause their own time management problems by becoming a bottleneck and holding on to tasks that could more effectively be delegated to someone else. Delegation, of course, is also an excellent way to develop skills in others. Are you a morning person? We all have a time of the day during which we work best and worst. Think about when your best time is and try to schedule your most demanding tasks during your own most productive or energetic period. One at a time. There is a question, how do you eat an elephant? To which the answer is, one piece at a time. Break bigger or more complicated jobs down into smaller, more digestible pieces. Have a Kit Kat. Research generally shows that our concentration span is limited probably to just about 20 minutes at a time. Building brief but regular breaks into your schedule will lead to greater concentration and greater productivity. Filing. Get your papers and files into some sort of order. This could be numerically, alphabetically, or by groupings and categories, etc. Use some self-discipline to ensure that you file your work on a regular basis. Set standards. As well as setting time deadlines, set performance standards too, so that you know exactly how much effort is required to complete the task in a satisfactory manner. Batch it up. Some tasks could be batched up to save time. For example, allocating a period of the day just for phone calls, just for filing, just for emails or printing, etc. Get it right first time. Setting standards will help with this. However, checking your work regularly will also help ensure that it is meeting the requirement. This will avoid rework later to correct mistakes. And finally, do it now. Try to avoid procrastination and aim to handle each piece of work only twice. Once to prioritise it and once to action it. So how will you focus your time moving forwards? It could be a good idea to pick one or two of the suggestions from this podcast and practice and experiment with them for a week. Notice the changes that this makes to your time management. The following week, you could pick a different two and see what happens then. So what will it be for you for next week? Priorities? Deadlines? Action lists? Plan ahead? Self-discipline? Delegate? Are you a morning person? One at a time? Have a Kit Kat? Filing? Set standards? Batch it up. Get it right first time and do it now. And this ends the podcast on effective time management tips.